Now we're going to talk about the Jurassic. The Jurassic period lasted from about 200 million years ago to about 142 million years ago. And it started after the extinction of the Triassic, which is a major extinction. And by the end of this period, it was one of the most diverse range of organisms seen so far in the history of the Earth. When we think about what the climate was like, at this point it was kind of nice after the dry period of the Triassic. It was warm and moist and humid. There were lush jungles covering much of the Earth, lots of lush ferns and some conifers. And really, when we think about what was going on the land, it was a period of reptilian dominance. There were starting to be some very large plant-eating dinosaurs, lots of lush ferns around for them to eat. And also, when we think about the marine environment, there was large marine reptiles ruling the seas. There were ichthyosaurs, which looked a bit like dolphins. There were plesiosaurs, and these were, you know, 1.5 to 15 meters in length, broad flat bodies, short tails, large flippers. There was large marine crocodiles with limbs which have been modified into flippers. So the reptiles were definitely dominating. But don't forget that mammals and amphibians were multiplying quietly in the shadow of these reptiles. And onto the scene comes one of the most important fossils perhaps of all time, called Archaeopteryx lithographica. And this is a bipedal reptile. It's fairly small, was crow-sized, but it had various avian features such as feathers and wishbone, and it seemed as if it could clamp around trees, perhaps it could fly. And really, when we think about this, this is probably going to allow us to then go on and evolve more modern kind of birds that we're used to seeing. But really, when you think about it, birds are not much different from reptiles. Some people think they're really the same kind of creatures. They have many anatomical features in common, such as a single occipital condyle, single middle ear bone, nucleated red blood cells. In fact, it's hard to really think of features of birds which differentiate them from reptiles.